listener exclusive.
The Bidgee Bubble.
Hi, it's Maddie Ray, and this is another episode of the Bidgee Bubble, where the locals go for all of what's going on in the Riverina MIA and the Murrumbidgee area. Today, we're revisiting a topic we first brought up with Doug Curran, the Mayor of Griffith, on Triple M Breakfast Monday morning.
On the 13th of June, Thursday the 13th of June, we're going over to the sports stadium. We're going to sleep out, sleep a little bit rough for the night.
Yep.
And we're trying to encourage other community leaders to join in. I've already got a few that are going to put their hand up. They'll be announced this week.
Mm-hmm.
Encourage more community leaders or make a donation, which will go to Mission Australia. And we're also setting it up. Hopefully we can get some members of the Youth Advisory Group to come over there. We'll put them inside the stadium where it's a little bit warmer. We'll be out in the open, up in the grandstand, but we're trying to encourage as many people as we can to come along and experience a little bit of what it's like to be homeless, get that awareness out there, and hopefully we can raise a few dollars in the meantime. I think we've already had some really significant donations from the Griffith Exes and Soul Property, so that's great, and we encourage more people to do that.
And you can catch that chat right here on the Triple M at Berecki Show podcast on Listener. Here on the Bidgee Bubble, we're going to introduce you to the first two local leaders who have pledged to join Doug on the sleep out. We're going to reveal person number one now. He is the president of the Griffith Business Chamber, and he's also a solicitor with Cater & Bloomer, Mr. John Nikolic. What made you put your hand up?
Oh, look, you know, I was born in autumn, so I guess I kind of don't mind the cold.
And have you done it before? Slept outside?
Oh, look, I have. I did it once in Canberra.
Yeah.
Where I joined in the CEO sleep out, and we slept at the tarmac at the airport there in winter, and that was a very cold night. It took me about half a day to warm up again.
Well, I think if you've done it before in Canberra, you're well prepared to do it here in Griffith.
Yeah, it's about 4 degrees warmer on average here in Griffith. So, yeah, look, hopefully the weather gods are kind to us on the night.
Yeah, but we're definitely capable of morning frosts, that's for sure, out here. Righto, John, how are you preparing? Well, let's go back to the one that you spent in Canberra. What was your strategy through the night? What gear were you armed with? And what are you thinking about using this time around?
Oh, look, I mean, a good sleeping bag really gets you most of the way there. And making sure that it's probably insulated, you know? It's a bit like when you go camping. As long as you keep all the heat in the bag, then I haven't personally raised any funds yet, but I will be doing so in earnest in the weeks leading up to it. So, yeah, look, absolutely. Asking for people either to put their hand up to participate and raise awareness about homelessness or otherwise, yeah, to pledge some money, which they can do by going to the Mission Australia website.
That's right, act.missionaustralia.com.au/fundraisers/Doug Curran/Griffith. All right, now one last message from you. If you'd like to give one, John Nikolic, would you like to make any call out or shout out?
Oh, look, I guess I'd just like to say, you know, homelessness is a real problem. We have a housing crisis in Griffith, as in many other places. And look, that means that the pressure on housing stock means that people get pushed out the bottom. And it's really an all too real and sad reality that some people don't even have sleeping bags at night. So, look, yeah, I really do ask people to think about those who are in need and please pledge some money to support this cause.
All right, good on you, John, for stepping up. And I'm sure you'll bring the experience to the table. That'll be handy for Doug, the next person we're about to reveal, and anyone else who may join you.
Great. Thanks, Maddie.
Our next person who is going to join Doug on the Mayor's Sleep Out for Change for Mission Australia. You may see him on his mountain bike or be in the mountain bike clubs around Griffith with him. If you're at the Exes this time of the year on a Saturday afternoon, you may hear him blowing a whistle. Or if you get a swim or a workout in at the Griffith Regional Aquatic and Leisure Centre, you'll probably see him walking around there. It is a Craig Tilston. Hello, Craig. Good on you, mate.
G'day, Matty. How you going?
Oh, good, mate. And what's made you put your hand up to freeze for a night?
Well, firstly, I saw the email come through and saw, oh, well, if Doug's going to do it, if Doug can do it, I can do it. So I thought, yeah, you know, anything we can do to help raise awareness of people who are actually having to sleep rough, there's just too many of them. It's easy. One night is nothing compared to what they're going through, so happy to help out and try and raise awareness to make things better.
Now, I'm not exactly sure whether you come into this with any experience. John does. He's done something similar in Canberra before. What about yourself?
This will be my first sleep rough event.
Yep.
Have slept out in swags on that occasionally. A week or so not long ago with a fundraising ride where we slept overnight on football grounds as we went through. So, you know, this will be slightly different. It's going to be cold.
Yes,
It's middle of June, and the plan is to sleep outside, not inside the big shed, which is known as the Griffith Regional Sporting Centre. So,
yeah. How are you thinking you're going to prepare?
Oh, I don't think there's any way to really prepare, is there? So I think I'm going into it a little bit unprepared, so to speak, just so get the most I can get out of it to get the feeling of what it's actually like. So there'll be a sleeping bag and a few extra clothes and maybe a beanie for my shiny head. That's about it, really.
How have those closest to you react to you putting your hand up for this? Anyone pledging any support for you?
Oh, I'm still going to work on a few of them. I sort of kept it under wraps until we'd put it out there publicly. So I'll be starting to work on a few of them now. There's a few that I'm going to ask them to keep the night of the 13th of June free because they're going to try and come and join me.
Nice.
They haven't been told that yet, but they'll be getting it today.
Right.
My wife thinks I'm mad, but she can also understand why. So she's actually behind me. So, and some of the staff down here at work are now aware of it. So they're like shaking their head going, "You serious?" But I am serious. I'm going in. So I'm not going in blind, but I'm going into fully aware that one night isn't going to really replicate what everybody else is doing. So
yeah, that's it. Well, good on you, buddy. And any final message you'd like to deliver to anybody listening right now?
Firstly, not all homeless are there because they choose to be. Some of them are there due to unfortunate circumstances and they have to sleep rough, and it's not just one person, it could be entire families, and we have too many of them in Griffiths, unfortunately. It's a big issue. In a perfect world, everyone would have a roof over their heads, but or at least somewhere safe to sleep overnight. So by getting out and getting a group together and doing this to raise awareness for one night can help that situation, especially here in town, then more than happy to help out. And I really would like to see a lot of people come and join us.
Oh, good on you, Craig. Well done for putting your hand up for this, mate. As John said as well, it is an issue in Griffith, homelessness at the moment. So good luck to you. Keep warm. Make sure you're wearing a good beanie. I am worried about the top of that head.
Yeah, it's all good. There's not much else in there, as everyone keeps telling me, so it's all right. And hopefully we'll see you down there, Matty. How's that?
Oh, yeah, I'll come down of the night and ask a few questions, that's for sure.
Righto, buddy. No worries. Catch up.
And before we wrap up the Bidgee Bubble for another week, wishing Craig Tilston and John Nikolic all the best for stepping up to take on this important mission for Mission Australia in the Mayor's Sleep Out for Change. Check out more information on the website, and please, 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 please donate and help our homeless find a roof over their heads. Just a few things happening this weekend before we end it all for another week. Griffith Blacks Trivia is happening Saturday night at the Griffith Golf Club. Amazing auction items, lucky door prizes, and some pretty epic trivia competition. A great night for the whole club and the whole community over 16s only at that one. And the Sticky Fingers live from 12 noon till 4 p.m. at the Yanko Hotel this Sunday. If you're looking to enjoy a little bit of live entertainment, I'm Matty Ray, and you can catch me again next week in the Bidgee Bubble. You can get a notification when that new episode is available by adding Riverina MIA Triple M Breakfast to your favourites on Listener. Bye for now.
A Listener exclusive.